The Senate is expected to move quickly to confirm John Negroponte as Director of National Intelligence. The current U.S. ambassador to Baghdad, Negroponte would become the country's top intelligence official. He would oversee all 15 U.S. spy agencies and their combined $40 billion budgets. But many questions remain about how the new position will work in practice. And for thoughts on that, we turn to someone with years of experience in this area, William Webster, who was FBI director under Presidents Carter and Reagan, then head of the CIA under President Reagan and the first President Bush. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
This is a position that a number of candidates are reported to have turned down. Do you think that the authority, as it's written, is so vague that this will in the end be just a thankless job?
I think it's going to need some attention and some informed interpretation, possibly some legislative action to fill some gaps in the program. It's a big bill. It's over a couple hundred pages, I believe. And in the rush to get it through before the next terrorist incident, Congress was afraid everyone would be blamed if they didn't. They made some allowances for not having nailed it down completely. And then I think in order to have the votes, some other areas were left for the moment, unaddressed, but they can be corrected.
Well, what are some of those gaps that you see?
Well, I don't want to identify too many of them, but I think there's clearly some uncertainty about where the authority is, what's the line of command, an important new center, the counterterrorist center, where does it fit into the scheme of things? The budget is pretty well defined as being the responsibility of the National Intelligence Director. But there are still, I think, some relationships between that position and the Secretary of Defense, who owns about 85% of the assets in the intelligence community, as to how those decisions would be made.
Well, the idea behind creating this position in the first place, percolating out of the 9/11 Commission, was to coordinate intelligence, share information, prevent a future terrorist attack, connect the dots in ways that weren't done before. What would you want the power to do in that job, do you think, to make all of that happen?
Well, you said it exactly right. We've shifted after the Patriot Act and the events of 9/11 from a need-to-know mentality to a need-to-share mentality. That doesn't mean that we give up the secrets to people not entitled to know them, but we share them with everyone who can benefit from the information and make good use of it to keep things from falling between chairs. And that would be the area that I would would focus on, respect he would focus on, in dealing with members of his community. Get it all out on the table and deal with it.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, partly the shortfall has been a function of design. Design in the first instance by Congress and the Church Pike Committee reports in the early 70s that came down in favor of keeping the FBI and the CIA apart. All of that has changed now, and with it, the equipment needs to be capable of responding to tasking. The FBI is working, as I've said before, with a 13-year-old mainframe. That needs to be fixed. Then indeed, there has to be a lot of cross-fertilization in making sure that different agencies understand the missions of their counterparts and what kind of information it's important for them to have.
You know John Negroponte rather well. Does it strike you that he's the type of man who would be able to tell the president something he may not want to hear, or is he possibly too close to the president?
Well, I think that the closer you get, the more frank you ought to be. That would be, you ought to be able to be. I think that John Negroponte has been in a lot of hot spots over a good part of his career, and he has never hesitated to say exactly what he thinks. Now, my experience with him is that he is a wise man who listens carefully, makes judgments, and isn't pushed around by other people who want a different result.
William Webster, former director of both the FBI and the CIA, thanks very much.
It's a pleasure to be with you.